Good afternoon, Patriots. How's everybody doing? See everybody's coming into the room, and that's awesome. So I'm just going to put out a few things. I'm going to be hitting these things pretty regularly to keep everybody reminded. One, we're off of YouTube for the rest of the week because we got in a little bit of trouble for saying that Biden didn't win legally, which we know he didn't. So they didn't like that. So they suspended the account for a week and took the video down. So there's two videos that are down. Spread the word where we are over here, and we're going to be here for the rest of the week doing live stream, just like we're doing. Okay, the other thing is, a lot of people are asking if we're going to move here or move there. I'm going to tell you a few updates. I have spoken by email to the folks at Rumble. They do not have live chat, because we keep getting that one. They don't, not yet. They're developing it, but it's not ready yet for public consumption. Nor does Gab have live chat, because that and Gab has a limitation of 120 minutes a day and a certain megabyte limit. So that's a challenge for Gab because we're doing six programs a day, and that will at least be within the 4 to 5 realm always, even past March, which I'm staying on the 6 until March. Now, that said, the decision that was made last night, and I'm getting people together to help make this happen. I don't have a timeline, but we're going to be building out the server that I currently have to support live chat and live stream audio programs from there. And that will happen when we get that. Everybody will know exactly where we are all the time, and we will not be attached anymore to social media. We will still put stuff out on social media, but we will not in any way, we won't anymore be reliant on social media. Okay, that's a kind of an important point here, because I really do not want to be in the situation where we are right now anymore, where when we wake up every day and hate or have to wonder if we are going to have our account. And it's time to migrate from these folks. I mean, we all know they're criminals, so we don't need to support their criminal enterprise. So that's the goal. I mean, that's the plan. And just be patient and bear with us as we go here, because as we go, we're going to be getting a lot of transference and stuff going on. There's going to be a little bit of confusion. We'll keep everybody posted. So on that point, that final point before we jump into the news, is that we're going to set up an email, and I'm hoping to have it active by tomorrow afternoon, hopefully tomorrow morning, and people can sign up, get a newsletter. We're going to start that going. We're a little bit behind on the curve on that. That's my own fault. And we'll get all this going so that we can keep everybody posted. We can consolidate email addresses, and then you can all share and let everybody know what's going on. So if we get knocked down like we did again, we can send out a blast alert to everybody and let everybody know where we're at. So that's about it. So let's jump into the news, and it's a pretty interesting day. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is some interesting news we've been working on for the last day, and there's been some strange anomalies. And I want to thank a number of really great patriots who have emailed in some information that have reinforced our own research. So you know who you are, and we thank you. Here's what we have. If you pay attention yesterday to the video of the fake Biden, or I should say the fake president who calls himself Biden, then what you'll notice is that he's signing EOs that are blank pages. Now, this is what's interesting is the Spiff Force has gone back and looked at some Obama videos of signing EOs, and guess what? They were blank as well. This is very curious. We're working on this. But you will notice how President Trump made a point of signing an EO and then standing it up and showing the press what it was. Biden signed randomly on any part of the page, and the pages were blank. That we've confirmed. So the next thing is to verify whether those EOs exist in the data in the Federal Registry. So far, our team has not found any evidence that any of the EOs have actually been registered. Very important. There's another important anomaly that we're going to look at, and you'll see this in we're going to have a report, a hot sheet report tonight that we're going to put up. I'll put the link like I've done with the document that we currently have available for you for the Constitution, which we'll talk about in a second. But this will be a hot sheet. So since we don't have a news web page yet, you'll have a link that you can click on. You can read the document. You can have it'll be in PDF. You can download it. It'll have some hyperlinks that you can go check out, and you can discern for yourself what you think. But we've found this strange anomaly that the picture that we have of the this fake, I can't even say the word, man, this dude that's supposed to be in the White House, that dude, right? And the fake dude that's in the White House. Anyway, he's not necessarily in the White House. This is important. They've now got a photo of him from the same angle they took of President Trump, and the wallpaper is different. And the background scenes behind the window of the Oval Office are different. So let me see here real quick. Mods, can you grab Jason Saxon, that comment right there. Very good. Jay, I see your comment, and I really appreciate it. And yes, we would like to get your help if possible. Patriots, if you go to www.bardsofwarfilm.com, there is an info at right there, an info at Expedition Cafe. That's just a contact email to use. You can send an email to us. And Jay, if you don't mind, shoot an email to us over there. I appreciate it. So that said, I'm going to continue here real quick. There is a strange anomaly that exists in those pictures, that the wallpaper between the two photos are different. Now, this brings up a question, which I'm just laughing because we have a master troll as a president. Did they actually know that they were going to set up a fake photo session at a fake location and then change the wallpaper so that they couldn't have the two match? That's kind of interesting because remember the Oval Office was redecorated? Just a thought. The other thing that's interesting is it begs the question, and we don't know yet, what that term castle lock means. So the big question right now is, did Biden get locked out of the supposed house, the White House? That's pretty funny. This all goes back, I'm pretty sure, to the Constitution of 1871. And we're in the process of, in my opinion, seeing that happen. Adding another thing, if you didn't know, Monkey's back up. And he's over on, put up a neat piece today. So go over and see Monkey. Say hello from Bards when you get there. But Patriots, you'll listen to the beginning of his video. And I'm serious. It's the same thing I said the other night. There's been way too much hating going on. And I feel sorry for Monkey because I know he's been out there pushing some great stuff. And all of a sudden, the haters came out of nowhere. I'm hoping those were just trolls. I really do. But I understand where he's at. It gets really nasty when people get like that. And people were getting upset because he said things were going to happen in a certain way. He was interpreting the facts. I get it. Like we're all trying to do, he's trying to give people a direction of how to look at things. And all of a sudden it's like the vipers come out of nowhere. They're like, dude, you said this was going to happen. You're a liar. You're a troll. Monkey's got great data. Okay. He looks at the optic. So keep your eyes on Monkey. All right. Why I bring him up is because Monkey's identified a really, really important little piece of this puzzle. And that is that we go back to 2 weeks prior to the inauguration. And, where we are right now is, Mods, give me the vid lord, please grab that person, notify. And Monkey has identified that the numerator on the numerator on the planes, meaning the designator, I'm saying numerator, it's not correct, the designator was not AF1 or AF2 2 weeks prior. So we're running with a theory right now that, in fact, we didn't need the Insurrection Act because the military assumed control prior to at least 2 weeks prior. And that that report that we had coming from the DNI wasn't actually late. It was actually just said to be late so that the optics for the world thought that the whole place was corrupt. But in fact, the military has been in control for probably over a month now. That's the theory. It matches in with the theory I presented on FEMA, which is that we are running with a provisional government. So there's a lot of pieces coming together when we start to look at the research across the way. And then Red Pill 76 has been putting out some really good pieces about what's coming. So keep your eyes on them. I know we're spread out. X22 had a great report last night, so go see him. So what we're going to also try to do once we kind of get things shuffled around, and we'll create a hot sheet for that, is we'll get a link of all the different accounts and where everybody is so that everybody can have that as a map. And you can just click on hot links and go visit them. But we need to be linking as we do to make sure we share great information and keep things going, because there's more purges coming. There's no question. Okay. So those are kind of the breaking pieces that we're looking at, and we'll continue. I'm going to hit up with at least one, maybe two stories on this quick news update in the day. So here it goes. This one is pretty cool. This is North Texas. This is, now remember, I told you we're going to focus on news of Patriots fighting back or taking good stands on things, which is important. And here we go. A North Texas superintendent is openly defying the state mask mandate in schools. No one is stopping him. So this news actually dates back to November 23rd, but it's kind of interesting how it's worked out. At Peaster Independent School District, 40 miles northwest of Fort Worth, Superintendent Lance Johnson has said masks are optional in his school district boarding buildings and classrooms. The newspaper went so far as to tell you they weren't. The problem is the newspaper, and this is our commentary, the problem is that there's not a single member of the newspaper that has ever had the pleasure of attending a civics class in high school, which is evident by their translation of the Constitution. And so they want to make sure and spread more fear and illegality of processes to convince you that the ruling was correct, which we know it wasn't. So then in July, so this story is covering some time here, and that goes back, if it's saying in July, so it must have been prior in the spring. Greg Abbott issued a statewide order requiring that Texans living in the counties with more than 20 active coronavirus cases must wear masks in businesses, buildings open to the public, including schools and outdoor settings, when social distancing isn't possible. Parker County, where Peaster School, or Pester, I think it's Peaster School District is located, reported 315 active cases on that day. Now, what they don't know is why, and what we don't know is why they would tell you this, since it's the media's job to spread truth, not fear, and yet they constantly are seeding fear, and we know how that works. They also didn't tell you that Abbott found himself in a bit of hot water by getting sued by five of his own state legislators for making such an unconstitutional order happen. At least two Peaster parents, both which we were referring to as Karens, filed a formal complaint citing, among other issues, the lack of compliance with safety regulation, but there has been no enforcement of the mask mandate despite Johnson's open defiance. The Texas Education Agency declined to even get involved. They're like, yeah, y'all, just take care of yourself. We're Texans. Grow up. So the state education agency stated it would not take any action because many of the concerns in the complaint appear to be local in nature, according to a statement from the T. That's the Texas Education Agency. But in T's own public health guidelines for schools, the agency acknowledges schools are required to comply with the governor's executive order regarding the wearing of masks. However, the superintendent Johnson said to the parents in an email last September, "We know that love will always win over the battle over fear. Common sense and personal responsibility have a much greater effect than any plethora of mechanisms the school district could deploy to increase the safety of our students. And prayer is a common thread that binds a community together and ties us to blessings that can only come from God. I do not believe that children should attend a school in America where they are forced to wear masks, sit in a straight rows of 6 feet apart, can't go onto the playground, can't go to the cafeteria, and can't play sports, and can only have 9 other classmates with them all day long." Thank God for people like that. That's a good patriot standing up. So great job. Colorado town of Monument passes a resolution condemning what they call unconstitutional limitations imposed by the governor. The Monument Board, and this was a report on the 1st of, on I'm sorry, the 12th. So this is recent. The Monument Board of Trustees made a statement Monday night through a passage of a resolution stating they believe actions in response to COVID-19 pandemic taken by Colorado's governor are unconstitutional. In a unanimous vote, the Board of Trustees passed a resolution, 8-2021. The 7-0 vote came Monday night following a work session and a special meeting. In the resolution, the board is calling for the governors to reclassify every business as an essential business. The title of the resolution is a resolution reasserting the rights of the town of Monument and its residents and condemning the unconstitutional limitations imposed upon their freedoms by the governor of Colorado. The idea for the resolution came following what Monument Mayor Don Wilson described as passionate discussions on business restrictions in a recent Board of Trustees meeting. Wilson recognizes the dangers associated with COVID. Yes, that's horrible. But says that this resolution is about treating all businesses equally. We do not understand the concerns and the health risks associated with COVID and its spreading, Wilson explained over the phone. Our big concern is businesses not getting treated fairly. The commissioner's board argued that while Governor Jared Polis has the authority to enact executive orders, he doesn't have the specific power to order mask wearing in public. Colorado Revised Statutes Sections 25-33.5, 704, and 24-33.5, 704-5, both mention the governor's authority to enact executive orders, but neither grants him the authority to enact a mask order within the state. The resolution goes on to state that it is up to a business owners and individuals to be responsible for evaluating their own establishment and their capacity to safely accept patrons. However, one paragraph serves as a reminder of the guidelines set in place across Colorado through the state's COVID-19 dial framework. As of Monday, El Paso County fell under level orange of the state's dial. The Board of Trustees understands that notwithstanding their unconstitutional nature, part of the resolution reads, state authorities will attempt to pressure businesses to comply and may threaten their livelihoods. The town of Monument does not have the ability to preclude state enforcement actions. The board therefore calls on each business and individual to determine for themselves the level to which they desire to comply in their best interest with the governor's unconstitutional orders. And naturally, the governor is saying that it is yet to be decided whether it's constitutional or not. We know it's not. And there you have it. So, in a final little bit of news, teachers are told to locate themselves on an oppression matrix during a diversity training and one person fought back. A public school in Missouri reportedly held a diversity training program for teachers who were told to identify themselves on an oppression spectrum and then watched a video of George Floyd. Last words, Chris Rufo reported in the City Journal. Cherokee Middle School, which is part of the Springfield Public Schools, reportedly held the training for teachers, which began with a loud acknowledgement that recognized that Native and Indigenous peoples whose land are currently gathered on, in doing social justice, it is important we acknowledge the dark history and violence against Native and Indigenous people across the world, the document reportedly said. According to Rufo, who was notified about the event, the session was led by two diversity trainers, Jeremy Sullivan and Miki Williamson, who are names, and by the way, that's M-Y-K-I, so that's a strange one, which are names also listed in the school district's directory. Both individuals are learning specialists. The trainers then instructed the teachers to watch a nine-minute silent video of George Floyd's last words. I'm really not sure how that works. I'm really serious. How do you watch a silent video of the guy's last words? That's awesome. And this is like Charlie Chaplin stuff right here. Sullivan then reportedly told the teachers that they would explore oppressions with white supremacy and systemic racism and provided them with a handout. Oh my goodness. The teachers were told to locate themselves on an oppression matrix. The privileged social group category included white people, Protestants, and males assigned at birth. That means, in other words, God gave you the designation and you have a chance somewhere along the way to choose it yourself. This is unbelievable. I swear, these are just amazing. The oppressed social groups include transgender, genderqueer, intersex people, and of course, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Sikhs. That's interesting. The trainers then gave another handout that differentiated overt white supremacy and covert white supremacy. I know a bunch of covert white supremacists. Not really, kidding. Oh my goodness, what a crazy world. You know, every single one of us is now a covert insurgent. I just want you to know that because of this new fake administration. The former includes lynching, racist jokes, and racial slurs, while covert white supremacy, which is the document says is socially acceptable, includes treating kids of color as adults, tone policing. I have no idea what that is. Is that like something you do at a tanning bed? Claiming reverse racism. Yeah, that's okay. Got it. Education funding from property tax. Oh, this is epic. This is great. The training that reportedly took place in Cherokee Middle School is similar to the ones that have taken place at numerous other public schools across the country. And this school, however, Rufo was informed that one teacher, one teacher who was white and was raised by a black stepfather pushed back against the training. He asks, is the district saying that we should be Marxists? The teacher reportedly asked. While I don't take the, I don't think there's a person in the room who doesn't agree that this is an important topic that's, that should be dealt with, the way that it's being framed comes from Herbert Marcuse, who took and stripped all of the economic policies of Marxist theory and turned it into cultural Marxism and grew up the son of a black man he raised, raised me to believe in Dr. King's teachings, the teacher said after an hour of training. Dr. King did not teach the kind of vitriol, and this went on in the response, Dr. King did not teach the kind of vitriol that we see out in out of Marxism, which was a long, replete history of countries being bigoted and prejudiced against the others and then murdering millions as a result. In other words, they were leftists. Sullivan then reportedly acknowledged that the program had Marxist inspiration, saying he was aware of all of that information, Rufo reported. The goal here is to take a stand against racism. It's not to be a totalitarian. I'm really not sure where that line gets drawn. There's not some big political agenda. It's certainly not Marxism. It's just let's make sure that all of our kids are truly valued and celebrated. Right, exactly. And indoctrinated should be the other word. So you have it, Patriots. That's our news break for the afternoon. You get to see what's really going on in the crazy part of the world. And we will continue to report of anything we get that is Patriot-based and not acknowledge that Vatican Bank location known as Washington, D.C. anymore. We are done. Our new location temporarily for our capital of our country is Mar-a-Lago. More to follow on that one. Patriots, have a blessed day. But let's, before we go, let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we assemble, the time to come here and be together. We share these moments each and every day in a blessed way, knowing that we can find a moment to reflect on the daily news, see a little bit of the crazy, and above all, find some laughter and joy that you fill our hearts with. Lord, allow us to continue to laugh at some of this insanity, to stand strong in the midst of this storm. Above all, to see clearly what's before us and not be torn from our path by the deceptions that are being waged against our brains and our souls. Lord, we are so blessed that you are stand with us and that we have the opportunity to live in this time. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Patriots, I hope you all have a very blessed day. Head up, eyes forward, never bow to evil and never relent. We're going to be back at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. Let everybody know that we're on Podbean for the rest of the week until YouTube gets us out of their prison, and then we will be back rocking and rolling over there once again. Head up, eyes forward, never stop fighting, always pray, always trust in God. Until the next time, out for now, and God bless. Thank you.
I'm